Grammy-winning singer Kelly Rowland pushes back on cancel culture, "Stop Trying to Be God." By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2020. Grammy Award-winning singer Kelly Rowland took a stand against cancel culture on Friday, urging people to stop trying to be God. "In this cancel culture we live in, I am so grateful God never canceled me, and I'm sure He could have many a times," the R&B singer wrote in a Friday Instagram post. "Let us try to remember not to judge others. We honestly don't have the space nor authority to," Rowland wrote. "Let us remember to lead with love and kindness. The world has enough negativity for you to pour more into it. Hashtag stop trying to be God." The Destiny's Child album posed a question in the caption of the post, asking her 10.3 million Instagram followers, "So what light are you bringing into the world? Please share it with me in the comments below." The coffee singer is not the only celebrity to speak out against cancel culture, particularly as social media companies move to extinguish opposing views under the guise of fact-checking. HBO's Real Time host Bill Maher made waves last week after hosting a panel discussion with former New York Times opinion editor Barry Weiss and Harper's Magazine columnist Thomas Chatterton Williams. The discussion centered around an open letter signed by a number of prominent progressive personalities, decrying cancel culture and warning that the free exchange of information and ideas, the lifeblood of a liberal society, is daily becoming more constricted. "As a guy who did a show called Politically Incorrect and another called Real Time, thank you, because we need a pushback on cancel culture," Maher said. Author J.K. Rowling, who signed the letter, has also been the subject of wrath for the woke mob after speaking out on transgender issues, shredding the belief that sex is a social construct. Cancel culture has also remained prevalent on the small screen, with Hollywood, both literally and figuratively, canceling shows about cops in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests across the country. "He's also appalled by cancel culture and cancel culture specifically as it pertains to cops," White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said of President Trump during a press conference last month, noting the cancellation of cops and Live PD. "Lego halted the sales of their Lego City police station," she said. "It's really unfortunate because I stand with, and the president stands with, the 63% of Americans who think police officers are one of the most important jobs in this country," McEnany added.